My next guest specialises in problems with procedures like breast augmentation. Professor Mark Ashton is a plastic surgeon in Melbourne, and he has been in the past the president of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Raph.
Do you think George has got a point?
Yeah, absolutely has a point. And it's part of the ever-evolving way in which information is relayed to our younger kids, our younger population. They trust influencers. They trust the people they see on TikTok, probably much more than they trust their family GP or websites like the TGA or the other more established regulated forms of information transfer.
Should I listen to you when I ask if these procedures are problematic, or should I listen to someone who's had a bad experience? Like, who should I listen to?
No, very good point. The first thing I'd say is that there's no such thing as risk-free surgery. There's no such thing as a procedure which can be performed that doesn't have an inherent risk. And the only way that that risk is minimalized or mitigated is because of training and standards and the facilities in which those procedures are performed or administered. And as soon as you start taking that training away or start fiddling around with the standards, then you do so at your peril, because you suddenly expose that cohort of the population to the risks which are otherwise avoidable. So the point that your early caller was making is absolutely on the money, and that is that breast augmentation or any form of procedure, I think there was an article by Lachlan and Zara in the Herald Sun this morning, which you were referring to, about all these forms of new injectables, and they too have risks. And the only reason that the more complications are seen more frequently is because of the training and the standards around those. Now, if the decision to embark upon any procedure is a balance, isn't it, between the advantage of that procedure and the risks associated with that procedure and the person who's performing that procedure. And the problem that we have at the moment is none of that discussion is happening on TikTok. None of that discussion is happening with the influencers. And it's presented as a one-way street of everything's a plus, everything's good. What could possibly go wrong? Well, the problem here is that things do go wrong. And when they go wrong, they might not just be a temporary bit of swelling or a temporary bit of bruising, but it can be life-changing, life-lasting, permanent disfigurement. And we see that particularly with the more injectables such as fillers, where they can cause permanent, instantaneous blindness. They resulted in people losing their lips, their nose, their face, parts of their face, and that is irreparable. And yet when you look at the people who are talking about fillers, talking about some of these injectables, all too often it's presented as a very straightforward, simple, risk-free, trivial procedure that absolutely will work every single time. And unfortunately, from my experience and the experience of other plastic surgeons, that's just simply not the case.
So that's all really useful information to my ears and for anybody listening who's contemplating this. But I don't know how many people are listening to 774 to get, you know, advice on whether or not they should get an injectable or a breast augmentation. So I guess my question to you, and you know, you've been ahead of one of the professional organisations like the Society of Plastic Surgeons, are the rules a problem? Do the rules need to be loosened, or do we just need more people like you on those social media platforms?
An extremely important point. And We can't let the status quo remain as it is right now. That's the fundamental point, which I think you're trying in your program to highlight. Leaving things as they are is just not working. So we either need the TGA to get on board and be more present, be more visible, explaining on social media platforms like TikTok or speaking to people in this arena.
You can't compete. TGA is not going to be able to compete with an influencer.
No. So therefore the second option is you need to very carefully monitor what's being said by the influencers and police them in exactly the same way as they do to every other news media platform. It's just, you can't have a situation where you stop legitimate news media sources from talking about these procedures and yet give influencers and TikTok free rein to talk about the ups and the benefits of procedure without discussing the risks of that procedure.
Do you think they have free rein to do that at the moment?
Certainly. Well, the article by Lachlan and Zara presented in the Herald Sun this morning would say exactly that. There was countless instances presented in that article of influencers selling facial injectables using a new salmon DNA injectable widely on the
That stuff's definitely on those platforms.
Yeah, and of course, when it's sold, when it's advertised, which is what it's being done, it's done without any discussion about the risks or what can possibly go wrong. And unfortunately, we see all too often things go wrong, particularly when the standards are lowered or the training is not there.
So would you loosen the rules?
I would make it incumbent upon anyone who is in that arena that they need to present a balanced discussion about the advantages and disadvantages of any proposed treatment. So if you're going to jump on board in your social media platform and advocate for a particular treatment, I think it's fair to your audience, fair to the people who you are influencing, that they get a balanced picture about that particular procedure or particular injectable. What can go wrong, where you should have it done, what are the things you need to look for? Because, as again, as we at the start, we talked about trust. The trust is there because that's what the 18 or 17 or the 19-year-old is going to be listening to. And it's only right and fair to that 17, 18, 19, 21-year-old that they get a balanced perspective on the particular procedure that they're considering. They're not going to listen to me and they're not going to listen to the TGA, but they will listen to the influencers. So what I think we need to enforce upon those influencers an obligation to be fair and reasonable and honest.
Yet another area of our life where we are looking for better, clearer, more truthful information. Mark, thank you for your time.
My absolute pleasure, Raph.